KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's worth remembering that the term feel-good grew out of the drug culture. First, it was feel-good doctors dispensing amphetamines, then feel-good films dispensing formulaic good cheer and surefire happy endings. But a really good film like Buck, a debut documentary by Cindy Meal, does much more than serve as a drug substitute. It keeps you fascinated, even enthralled. It elicits astonishment, even wonderment, and it makes you grateful for the chance to meet someone remarkable. At first glance, Buck Brannaman doesn't seem so remarkable, just instantly and enormously likable. He's a middle-aged cowboy who travels around the country giving four-day horse training clinics. He's eloquent in a laconic Western way, and he likes to downplay the potential uplift of the clinic experience. A lot of people, he says wryly, they want it to be fuzzy and warm and cosmic. Well, fuzzy it is not, and warmth doesn't play as much of a role as wisdom and control of oneself and the horse in that order. Yet you could make a case for cosmic once you've seen Buck in action, teaching horses the way of the world without breaking their spirit, riding them like a centaur out of Greek myth. You look like one mind and one body, he says, while showing how to do it. If you get a taste of it, a taste of what I'm talking about, you can't get enough of it. If training horses were all there was to Buck Brannaman's story, meeting him would still be worthwhile. He's the closest thing imaginable to that staple of modern myth, the Horse Whisperer. Robert Redford hired him as an advisor when the Horse Whisperer was going into production, and as Redford recalls in Cindy Meal's documentary, ended up modeling much of his character on Buck's gentleness and humanity. Buck's techniques stress kindness. How you treat a horse reflects how you treat your family and other people in your life, combined with firmness. Like Cesar Millan, TV's dog whisperer, he teaches humans how to be an animal's parent, not its friend. Meal's own techniques include astute showmanship and, in one instance, a really shocking illustration that some horses remain immune to humane treatment. What makes Buck the movie so affecting is the tormented past of Buck the man. As little boys, he and his brother performed blindfold rope tricks in a theatrical act created by their brutish father. Buck was beaten regularly and unmercifully as a boy. He was broken in ways no one would wish on any animal. How he survived is a mystery, how he was rescued is a marvel, and how he used his torment to transform himself as an inspiration. He didn't find his vocation in a flash. At first, he says, I was just looking for a peaceful place to be where I wasn't threatened. When you watch him now, though, giving horses the love he never got, you truly know where he's coming from. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.